Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Garrett finishing up here on this dreary Thursday morning. It's supposed to rain all weekend, man. Asked earlier for some tips on what you guys do on rainy weekends. Appreciate the input. And it is, you know, Bo's going to learn this soon, Allie, but indoor playgrounds are becoming more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's one we went to last weekend in Tucker. It was called, like, Catch Air or something.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be a trampoline park. No, just an indoor playground.
Okay.
Looked like a Disney ride. You know, like a Buzz Lightyear ride or something at Disney World, like galactic looking, you know, just neon lights everywhere and trampolines and like game walls and slides and everything else.
Man, that makes me really jealous of kids today.
I know,
like when it rained when we were little, it's like, okay, go paint.
Yeah.
You know,
and
go
I don't
color.
Know, was Discovery Zone a chain? Do you guys remember?
Yes.
We had a Discovery Zone in Pensacola when I was growing up. And like, dude, it was like the greatest day of the year whenever you, like a friend's having a birthday party at Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, it's go time. I was never big on the, you know, what's the place you go with, like, the arcade inside? Anyways.
Dave and Buster's?
No, what's the kid one? You know what I'm talking about, where they have the pizza?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I was
Come
never
on, man.
Big...
You love your rat pizza?
I know, dude. And have you ever seen the ghost kitchen they have for Chuck E. Cheese? Now it's on Uber Eats. It's so, like, so cringy, dude. Is it Pasquale is the rat's name? I think it's Pasquale. There's a ghost. So you know what a ghost kitchen is?
Charles yes. Edward Cheese.
Yeah. No, that's not what the rat's name. I think his name is Pasquale. I think that's what it is. Anyways, so they have this ghost kitchen now on Uber Eats where you can order pizza from a place called Pasquale's Pizza. And people started realizing, like, this is just straight up Chuck E. Cheese, dude.
It's very funny.
Like, they're just delivering pizza out of Chuck E. Cheese. And the pizza started showing up at people's houses. Y'all got to look this story up. They started showing up at people's houses, and they were like mismatched slices.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, is going on here?
Oh, no.
Why does one slice look like it's from a medium and the other from a large? Like, what are we doing here? So,
well,
yeah.
We're going to get hammered on social media if I let the Charles Edward Cheese comment go from Garrett. It's Charles Entertainment.
Yeah, come on, man.
Cheese.
Come on, man. Edward. Jesus, this guy.
I see the E and it makes sense. It just makes sense to me.
I love it, man.
Wait, whoa. You see an E and you think it automatically means Edward in a name?
I don't know. I saw the E and I mean, the first
Garrett,
thing that popped
Garrett,
into my mind.
You, I love you to death, but you ooze that Chick-fil-A, that just very, you and I are like polar opposites. You're very clean cut. You just, you know, your collared shirt, you tucked in, the nice belt, the loafers, and I roll in and, you know, with a neared and gym shorts.
Neared.
Well, Bo, it's my pleasure, man.
Well, Allie, if you don't know that Garrett not only looks like he still works at Chick-fil-A, but he did work at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Well, I was catching those vibes.
I was a supervisor, all right? Thank you very much.
Honestly, Garrett is when we have, like, if there's somebody, we have a special visitor at the office, we make sure Garrett's working.
He's the one that greets him. He's like,
my pleasure.
I get the text from Bo. He's like, hey, can you go get so-and-so from downstairs?
Hey, yeah.
It'd be my pleasure.
I actually do that to you a lot.
Yeah, no. We do, we're going to talk about the Braves in just a second, get a life squid. I do have to say, though, I was downstairs, there's a Chick-fil-A downstairs from our studio, and I was down there one day, and I saw Garrett in line, and I ordered something. He goes, what'd you order? I was like, well, I got this for me. I was picking up Bo something. He goes, oh, yeah, that's going to take a little bit longer. That's going to have to cook a little bit. That's a special order, so you're going to have to wait an extra, probably, I don't know, 4 minutes for that. And I was like, dude, this is out of pocket. Like, this is completely out of hand.
And then he asked you how you wanted to pay.
Yeah. Just tap your card. I do want to give a shout-out to buddy John. JR in the big truck just got a message from him. He had a good idea for the kids on a rainy weekend. He said, tell us Science Museum. Up I-75, but highly recommend, so appreciate you guys.
I've been to that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's very cool.
Whoa, why did you go to that?
I think one time it was a field trip, and the other time I was dating
a girl.
So it's
been around a while.
Kid.
Okay.
Oh.
And, we went there.
I was going to say, you're 41 or 42, and you just now had a child, so I'm not sure when exactly it was okay if you went to a kid's museum, but nonetheless.
Well, was dating a girl with a kid.
There you go, man. Hey, yeah. Party on, Wayne. Let's talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Braves, guys, and the day that was last night. We have gone back and forth about Eddie Rosario and the pinch hit appearance in the ninth inning. And I think we all kind of have the same – we all had the same reaction when he comes to the plate. It's like, why Eddie Rosario? And I want to get to this audio, Brian Snicker talking about, hey, man, just had a feeling.
Yeah, this guy's got better numbers off right-handers, way better. And thought maybe Eddie could recreate some old magic.
So he pinch hits for Eli White, Bo, and I'm like, dude, there's like three or four other people I'd rather have up at this point.
So I've heard this audio, and that's the first time that it's something hit differently.
Okay.
He said the reason was because he has better numbers against right-handers. That's his reasoning, right? Mm-hmm. That's his reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he follows up, and you know, I just thought, man, no, man, maybe we create some magic. It's just a comment. It's a throwaway comment, and I still believe you don't tell me that. I don't need to know everything, but it's just thrown in there like, and, you know, I was hoping, you know, better numbers against righties, maybe create some old magic, you know, just old time's sake. I don't think that was his reasoning for putting him in there. I think it was because he thinks he has better numbers. I just don't know. You know, I've heard that cut four times now. The first time I heard it, I didn't see it that way, and I still question it. And it's a questionable move, so maybe you just leave that part off. And that, but that's just that. I think is, Allie, is that just snit being snit?
I think that's snit being snit. I think it really more so was about the nostalgia move. I'm curious today how Eli White is feeling. He's like, man, I dodged a bullet. If I had struck out, nobody would be saying they were glad I was at the plate. But it was Eddie Rosario there that took the hit.
And I think the hard part is, for me, is I'm, you know, you look at Eli White's splits. Dude, Eli White's hitting .308 against right-handed pitching. You know what I mean? Like, his on-base percentage is .345 against right-handers right now. So, I don't know, like, what's the time frame we're looking at if we're talking about Eddie Rosario's splits? The guy's had 5 at-bats in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks.
You want to simple it down, too?
Okay.
You make a really good point, and you got my – if you want Rosario hitting there, why the hell is he not starting?
That's a great point as well.
There's a reason why Eli White is the starting right fielder right now. It's because he's your best option every time. So why in the ninth inning suddenly is a guy hitting .300 with a .350 on base percentage the wrong choice?
Yeah. Real quick, before we get to Life Squid, I got to ask this question as well. Have my expectations for Grant Holmes gotten a little bit too high and gotten a little bit out of pocket? I think Bo does such a nice job of kind of reminding us that, you know, this we're talking about fifth starters, sixth starters when we talk about him and Bryce Elder. I was, like, disappointed in Grant Holmes for a minute, and then you look at the line after the game, and you're like, for a fifth starter, that's not that bad. You know what I mean? Gives up a couple taters, obviously. You don't want to see that happen, but you got to kind of keep it in context of what he is. He has pitched well enough, and this is a credit to him, that my expectations have gone up a little bit. But at the same time, when he falls back down to what he actually is and what's being asked of him, I can't get upset about it.
Yeah, it's expectations of the team, and it's put on guys like Bryce Elder and Grant Holmes, right? Because you go look at his last 5 or 6 outings. Go back to Toronto, right? The day Porkchop was born. Also, the Wiley Ballard game.
Oh, yeah.
7 2/3, 3 earned runs, and like 2 hits. Then he goes, they play the Twins, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run. Diamondbacks, 5 2/3, 5 hits, 6 earned runs. That was the Suarez 4 home run game.
Mm.
The Braves ended up winning.
Yep.
You play the Dodgers, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs. Phenomenal start. So I've seen 1, 2, 3 out of 4 really good starts for him. And then last night, 5 1/3, 7 hits, 4 earned runs. So I hate this. It is what it is. But that's who Grant Holmes is. He's gonna, you know, I just read you 3 out of 5 of his starts were really good, and the other 2 were just meh. But they weren't terrible. 1 was bad, but the other was just okay. But that's who he is, and that's who Bryce Elder is, and that's why when they have bad outings, we can't lose our mind and say they're not major league players and all this crap, because they are, Mike. They're fifth starters. Both of them are fifth starters. They're being asked to do more, and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
They're good wall hunting right now. It's not their fault. Did some spots for Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fireshire, Breakfast Sauce 2. There's a new one coming out. There's a hot sauce. I'll tell you more soon about that. And the new way they're going to be packaged for you.
Okay. Well, pause.
I didn't talk about my package. I said their package.
Just checking.
Whose package? Baron Burton's. Don't forget, my friends, at New Round Brewing, the Aloe Inn Lager is the official beer, Allie, of Kennesaw State Athletics.
What?
Yeah, okay. Why am I getting a shout out on that?
Why Allie?
I don't know. Maybe she wants to. Is beer vegan?
Most of it.
Yeah, most of them probably, right? Yeah,
but if you get like those heavy stouts or something that have maybe a cream or a chocolate, you know, something in there.
Yeah.
No, this is a lager.
Yeah.
It's light lager, too. It's like, it would be the same maybe as drinking like, regular domestic lager. So, yeah, you can drink
Sounds
it.
Tasty.
Sounds delicious, yeah. Actually.
I'll get you a six pack. I know somebody, Chaz. All right. I don't know. I know that Mike Conti and I have talked about this on the air before, but he and I both have been Teen Mom viewers, and it was
one of the more alarming things I've learned about Mike Conti.
The way this is starting.
And we talked about shows we watch with our significant others. Well, Amy and I, one of the first shows that we would watch together back when we lived in like a 500 square foot apartment was Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2, and it was her show. She got me on Teen Mom 2. Has a mom. Or a cast member named Janelle Evans.
And
I see you, Akifa. She's very controversial. She married a guy who was extremely controversial for the show. And I'm not going to sling mud at him, but he's got a lot of it to be slung. And you can go read about him. Well, finally, she has come to her senses, and they're getting divorced. And she has used this opportunity, guys, to throw a party.
Oh, okay.
She even has a invitation. It says, "I do, I did, I'm done."
Wow.
Nice.
Janelle Evans, official divorce party, Thursday, June 12th, 10 p.m. Guess where it's at?
10 p.m.?
Well, guess where it's at?
It's got to be a club if it's 10 p.m. or something.
It is a club, I guess, technically.
Is it?
It is an Experiment Rhino in Manhattan.
Oh, it's that kind of club.
So she's doing it at a strip club.
Oh,
a shoe show, if you will.
Because I'm not sure if she's, you know, that's her thing these days. But yeah, doing her divorce party at the Spearmint Rhino, June 12th.
I'm guessing I don't know much about it, but I'm guessing this is pretty on brand for her.
She's had her troubles throughout the years of Teen Mom 2. I mean, yeah, the quote.
The show is literally built around people having troubles.
And I think she's been taken off at certain points because of her ex. He was kind of dangerous at some point and then brought back on.
He was dangerous?
Yeah, there's been some trouble.
Right. Yeah, he's very dangerous. Well, I don't want to say anything slanderous, but yeah, he's kind of dangerous. I mean, we're running out of time, but I was just wondering if Grant ever stopped wearing his grounded bracelets or if Lindsay's gambling habit got out of hand, where you guys would have your divorce parties.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the ultimate pause button on that one.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Not even step into that realm. I got news for you. That would definitely get back to the old wife at the on the Odyssey app at this point. No doubt about that. Speaking of which, if you guys would like to listen to any parts of the show, you can catch all of them on the Odyssey app. That's a great time to plug that in. We appreciate you so much for listening to us here on this Thursday morning. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will be right back tomorrow. Same time, same place, same people. Steakhouse is next. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.